Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Filling in today for Marty Grunder is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia.
Hi, everybody. Vince Torchia here for another exciting episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Happy October. Hard to believe we're halfway through October in 2025. This week, in this mini episode of The Grow Show, I wanted to share with you some things I've seen happening in our peer groups this year in 2025. I'm happily a facilitator of 5 peer groups, so I get to interact with about 60 companies in a deep way throughout the year. Wanted to give you an update of what I'm seeing across those 60 companies about our ACEs broadly, and what you can do if you feel like you're in the same boat as some of these ACE members. So I want to talk about growing pains. I want to talk about your mix of sales. I want to talk about accountability, right? So that's what I want to get into today. So number one, what am I seeing across the groups that I'm individually working with? Number one is growing pains. Companies are growing, right? Many companies have been growing. Post-COVID boom, a lot of demand for our services. People are getting better at operating their companies. There's more access to information. There's more tools to get things done in a new and better way. The result of that naturally is growth. So what happens when we grow? We break our systems and processes, and sometimes we break our people, right? It's a normal thing that happens as a part of growth. And when I say normal, I mean you can plan for it. The bad part is when we're not planning for that growth, or that growth comes quickly, or we're just taking in all those sales, but we're not processing anything back right at the office, now we're going to break some things. So number one, systems and processes. Like anything else, the systems and processes that got you to this point in your business are probably not going to be the systems or processes that get you to the next level of your business. So what are companies do? Number one, they're still looking at leveraging technology, right? Look at all the things that we're doing on a weekly basis, and where does technology play a role that maybe we've never used it before in the past. Maybe it's meeting note recordings. Maybe it's automations in terms of your systems through Zapier or other tools. Maybe it's using ChatGPT to help create systems or processes faster. But systems or processes can be better leveraged by technology. What do I tell companies to do? Every function of your business, sales, ops, administrative, finance, there's really 3 to 5 core systems or processes that every company needs to operate. You should be looking at those every 90 days. So every 90 days, once a quarter, how are our core systems or processes working? How are they working together? What can we do to leverage technology to make these systems or processes better? So that's number one in growing pains, right? Know that the systems or processes that you have in place at your business now are not going to be the same as the company grows. Find what your 3 to 5 core are in each segment of your business. How can we review those every 90 days to see how we're doing with them? Number two with growing pains is people. When we grow, we have more opportunities for teams to grow and succeed. That's the mission statement of Grunder Landscaping Company now, creating opportunities for our teams to grow and succeed. So when you grow, you do that. But when you grow quickly, we as an organization at Grunder Landscaping Company, we as an industry, don't always have the underpinnings or training plans in place to make somebody maybe as successful as they should be on day one. So we're taking people who are great at a technical skill, hardscaping, mowing, lawn care applications, putting them into more management and leadership roles. We're not giving them the soft skills training, the ability to grow and lead people instead of manage work on a daily basis. We're not always giving them the opportunity to do that, right? So no surprise that as the company grows, people can break as a part of that process because we maybe haven't given them the resources to train. So what are we doing at Grunder Landscaping Company to do that? We're refocused on our training program with Greenius. We're focused on individual attention and one-on-one meetings and team meetings where we can grow together. We're getting back to old-fashioned, right, like hip-to-hip training, in-field training, more conversations about how work gets done. But we're also taking a focus on that, again, umbrella term I already used, soft skills. How do you have a tough conversation? How do you compliment somebody? How do you ensure that your teams are doing what you want and need them to do, not just because you're telling them that, but because you've set a path for them to go be successful, right? And we have the underpinnings in place to do that. So all companies that grow are going to experience growing pains, right? Especially in those two areas, systems and processes and people. Look at your systems and processes on a 90-day basis for those that are critically important to your team, and then look at your people and ask yourself honestly, have I trained them to be successful in their new roles? I'm guessing if you're really honest with yourself, the answer is probably no. There's probably more training that you could do. So number one, make them aware of that. Hey, we've put you in a spot where maybe we haven't allowed you to be as successful as you should be. We want to implement more training and education for you. And oh, by the way, you're doing this on a daily basis. What support do you need from us to be successful? At a minimum, people will feel heard. They will feel appreciated. And again, we'll give them an opportunity to be successful as the company continues to grow, right? So growing pains are happening, normal thing. Hopefully those couple of tips and tricks will help you if you're going through growing pains as well. Number two, your mix of sales. Are you in control of your mix of sales right now, or are you letting the market control what your mix of sales are right now? And what I mean by that is, what is our focus? Are we focused on construction? And in construction, are we focused on residential construction? Are we focused on commercial construction? Are we focused on bid build construction? How about maintenance? Are we focused on commercial maintenance? Are we focused on HOA maintenance? Are we focused on Class A property maintenance, hospital maintenance, schools, municipalities, large office parks? What is our focus in maintenance? Or are we focused on residential maintenance, right? Large homes, small homes, commercial maintenance work for maybe home builders, things like that. But are we in control of that mix, or are we letting the market control the mix for us? So again, that's about playing offense, not about playing defense. So we need to be, again, open to what the market is telling us. Hey, I'm feeling there's more demand over here than there has been in the past. Hey, I'm feeling like there's less demand over here than there has been in the past. We have to be aware of that as an organization, but coupled with growing pains, if we're letting the market pull us into one of those areas that is maybe not our ideal client, or maybe not historically where we've always been successful, that can really start to tear within the team and the organization, because we're doing more work of something that, again, maybe was not part of our ideal client or not part of our plan, which means maybe we don't always have the trucks and equipment that we need to do it. Maybe our people haven't been trained specifically on how to do this type of work. But because we have a little bit of a scarcity mindset, or because we're nervous about what's happening, we want to go get the revenue, which again, I'm all for, but we need to be in control of that. So as we're sitting here in the middle of October, I would ask you, are you in control of your business mix? Do you know what your company is set up to do and what you can deliver on? And are you going after that work versus letting the market pull you in a different direction? I'm going to give you the caveat of all caveats here. It is okay to be pulled into a different direction with a new service offering, with a new type of work for your organization to do, because demand is there. We just have to spend more time focusing on that to ensure that we do it well. And that may take our eye off the ball a little bit of our core business, but if it's a low risk experiment, a low risk opportunity, as Marty would say, let's go for it. We'll learn something in the process. But I at least want us to have that pause, tap on the brake for a minute and go, hey, we've been asked to do all this commercial work. We've never really done that much commercial work before. How can we be set up to do this well, right? So I want to say yes to it. I think it's good for us. Maybe this is a new opportunity for us. But hey, let's have a team meet. Let's have a team huddle and talk about what we need to do to be successful in this commercial world that we're not as used to. It's more transactional. It is less relationship driven because it's more of a business budgeting formatting experience for our end client versus a homeowner who this is their biggest investment. They want eyes on the property. They value things differently than maybe a commercial site does. So neither of those are right or wrong. We just have to be aware that it's different. And it's different, not good or bad, just different. And how are we going to approach it differently? It also changes how our gross margin dollars cover our overhead, right? Not every sale is created equal in terms of gross margin dollar. Those of you that are listening to this in the Northeast or maybe the Midwest, snow is coming, right? It'll be here before we know it. Those gross margin dollars are very different than maintenance dollars, right? We know that based on the work that we do, the intensity of it, and what we can charge for it. So when we're looking at setting up our overhead to recover from it, the way those dollars fall through the sales, the way that we sell work to get the margin really matters. So if we set up to have an overall margin this year of 50%, and we got pulled into maybe some commercial mowing or some less gross margin profitable work, we may be pulling down our total gross margin, which would be okay as long as our volume is there. But you can see how it begins to kind of just pull apart the plan that we had. So I ask you again in October, Are we in control of our business mix, or are we letting the market determine it? If we're letting the market determine it, that's okay, right? We want the revenue. I understand that completely. We want the volume. But let's make sure that we are pausing to ask the right questions of ourselves and of our team to ensure that we can deliver on what we sold. So again, companies going through growing pains. We talked a little bit about that. Our gross margin dollars, right? Our mix of business, we talked about that. And then finally, accountability. The last thing I want to talk about on our mini episode of The Grow Show this week. Accountability has been a buzzword from The Grow Group for years because of our ACE peer groups. Accountability creates excellence that we run in partnership with McFarland Stanford. We've got over 200 companies and accountability groups, which is an awesome, awesome way to grow your business. But we are seeing that generally accountability is slipping across organizations. By the way, maybe that's because of growing pains. Maybe that's because our business mix has changed over time. But accountability, this idea of setting people up to be successful, holding them to what they've committed to, internally and externally, we are seeing that slip. And it all starts at the top. And so for anybody looking to get back and reintroducing accountability into their organizations, there's a few things that I would encourage you to do. Number one, I'm going to steal from Marty here. We want ourselves as owners and leaders to be great at. We want anyone on our team following us to be good at. So if responding to emails and getting back to clients and tucking in our shirts is important to us as leaders, we need to be exhibiting those behaviors on a daily basis, right? We want to be leading by example. If how we conduct ourselves in meetings, again, the thoughtfulness in which we reply on emails, if that's important to us, our team will understand that and they will follow suit. So I would first ask you to look in the mirror, right? A classic thing to do. Am I doing all the things I need to be doing as a leader in our organization? And by the way, everybody listening to this knows you could be doing more. That's okay, right? We're never going to be perfect, but we're going to strive for excellence along the way, and we're going to end up in a good spot. But number one, let's look at ourselves in the mirror first, right? Are we exhibiting the behaviors that we want our team to be exhibiting? Number two, I'm not saying this in a negative way, right? Accountability is not a negative term, but are we putting our team members in a box where they know, number one, where they win and where they lose? Too often we focus on, hey, we're keeping score, and if you lose, this is the consequence of losing. How about we flip that? Hey, here's how you win. Here's how you know you're doing a great job. And if you win, this is what happens when you win. But we want to put team members in that proverbial box with their 3 to 5 numbers or metrics or something black and white, where we know that we can tell them if they're winning or losing. And by the way, if they're losing, that's okay. That's why we have a team. We want to be supportive. But if they're winning, we want to be celebrating that. So again, it happens every year with organizations around this time of year. We have great plans at the beginning of the year. We might have great KPIs. We might have great OKRs for our teams. Maybe as the year's gone on, priorities have shifted or things have happened where maybe they're not as clear anymore, or maybe we're already focusing on other things. But I want to bring everybody back to every team member, right, should have the 3 to 5 things that they're responsible for, and we want to highlight them while they are winning. So again, if you're stuck on that, go back to just the basics of running a business, right? We've got sales, we've got expenses, we've got profit that follows that. Probably easy for salespeople to understand their sales goal, probably easy for operations people to understand their ability to control expenses or hours, but start with the big blocks any company has, right? Revenue, direct labor hours, and materials, right? If we're focused on anything, we focus on those things, we're going to end up in a spot where we're going to have great numbers that we can track. But I would want to encourage everyone, if you feel like accountability is lacking, let's go to the scoreboard, right? Let's get the scoreboard in place. Let's talk about the things that matter most from a score perspective. And most importantly, let's highlight people while they are winning. So number one, let's own it, right, ourselves. Number two, let's get the scoreboards out. Let's get our team members in a box where we can show them when they win. And number three, I find that generally a lack of accountability sometimes stems from a lack of focus. And a lack of focus can sometimes stem from a lack of vision. So again, it goes back to one of the early things that we've always talked about on The Grow Show is, what is the vision for success, right? Is it clear? I was just at Completely on Sculpture with Gene Freeman and Chris Strempeck, owners of Completely on Sculpture down in Dallas, Texas, our host for Grow 2026. By the way, we use all the information that I'm talking about today to make sure we have an awesome Grow agenda, right? Whether it's things we're seeing in peer groups, things that McFarland Stanford's seeing out when they're coaching and leading, things that Marty's seeing on a daily basis like our landscaping company. We use those things to make an awesome Grow agenda. But they're hosting our Grow event. And I was so impressed with something that I wanted to share from them from an accountability perspective, is every one of their team members has a number one. a number one thing they're focused on. It's a new initiative for them this year. I loved it when I heard Gene and Chris talking about it, but they are boiling down a number one for their team members. Do they always have it right? Maybe not, right? But at least we're boiling it down so that every team member knows, hey, what's the number one thing I'm responsible for? Talk about driving accountability. That is amazing, right? So I'd encourage everyone to take a page out of Gene and Chris's book and think, man, how can we get so focused that we can have our team members know there's one thing at the end of the day that they are critically responsible for? Now, Gene and Chris have had a long-time goal of growing maintenance at their organization. They've done that, right? It continues to be a priority for them. But not only do team members know what their number one is, the whole organization knows what the company's priority is, which I just said, is to grow maintenance. Really great accountability tool when everyone in the organization, whether they're in the sales department or the landscape department or the design department or the finance department or the purchasing department, across the whole company, they know our number one goal as an organization is to grow maintenance. That can really drive accountability, right? With that single focus from any organization. So again, if you're struggling, I'd go back to your vision. I'd go back to your focus and make sure it's crystal clear your organization what matters most. So I hope on this mini episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel this week that I've helped you. You're going through growing pains. It's normal, right? Totally normal. Part of growing any business is going through growing pains. Look at your systems or processes. Look at your people and the training program you have for them, and you will get through it. You will get through it. Number two, how's our mix of business? Let's be in control of that, especially as we're looking towards 2026. What recurring services do we have? What new construction, design, bid build things are we putting out there? If we're going to go in a new path because the market's telling us to go into a new path, that's great. But let's at least take a pause and make sure we've got a plan for how to do it. And then number three, nothing wrong with reintroducing good old-fashioned accountability back into your business by looking at yourself in the mirror, by making sure that team members know what the score is and know how they win, and by ensuring everyone on your team knows what your number one focus is at your organization. So again, this is information I've gathered from the 60 companies that I have the pleasure of working with as part of our ACE peer groups. For those of you that are interested in joining an ACE peer group, we have ACE Discovery coming up in Park City in November. There'll be a link below with all the details. But if you've thought about joining a group, you're interested in being around a board of advisors, of people that are walking along with you on this awesome journey of growing a company, no better place to do that than ACE peer groups. All of our ACE peer group members go through an ACE Discovery, which again will be next month in Park City. We would love to have you there. So that's all for this week. Have a great October, and I will see you soon. Take care.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for Landscape Pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show. Early bird pricing ends on November 1. Register this month to lock in the best rate.